Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Harvey James, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Being Silently Labeled a Twat, Living with a Contactless Watch. I open it up. It glints and winks at me, then guides itself onto my wrist. At first glance, it's just another nice watch, a brown leather-strapped steed of urological craft, you know, the kind of watch that'd get a few compliments the first few times you wear it from watch conversation-baiting men. But this particular delight has a secret weapon. Not only does it function as a traditional watch by telling the time, but you can literally pay for things. This small detail for me was too much. I was blindly wrapped in capitalist fervor, and I had to have one. I signed up to the watch conversation baiting cult and opted for next day delivery. The contactless technology has been around for a while, but it wasn't until BPay, Barclaycard's payment system, created a commercially viable chip that could be placed in a watch strap did it become reality for the watch industry at large. In March 2018, Guess, Mondaine, Timex, Chronabi, Suunto, Adexi, and LBS all signed deals with Barclaycard to embed the card issuer's BPay wearable payments technology in a variety of timepieces, sports trackers, and watch straps. At the bottom of the range lies the LBS Tap Strap for £49.99. Slightly higher up the ladder, and you can afford a whole watch, Timex Fairfield Contactless, where I managed to find one for £136. Further up still, and Chronabi's Seckel offers a beautiful rendition of a smartwatch for £445. The chip in these watches linked to an app on your phone, which connects to your bank account, just like PayPal, for example. You can choose whether you would like automatic top-up, which gives you the freedom to make purchases with your watch without fear of it failing. In an article published in the London Business School, The Perils of Contactless Payments, this hyper-accessibility to money is regarded as a dangerous progression towards unconscious spending and concern that people will therefore spend more than they normally would. Despite this being a legitimate theory, I would like to share my experiences of living with the Timex Fairfield Contactless and show how the experience of paying with your watch, for the time being, is a very conscious act indeed. This is the era of Trump, Brexit, and social media, so when I eagerly walked down to the local supermarket for a fake shop to try out my new watch, I felt the modern paradigm that this device brought with it. However, when it came to crunch time, I froze. I rattled the watch face on the card machine like an angry Parkinson's patient after 7 coffees. Assuming it was broken and walking off confusedly, I then remembered the chip is in the side of the strap, not the watch face. Attempt number 1 had not gone to plan. But now all was in place and the visions of day-to-day heroics began to consume me. Beeping old ladies through the tube, giving kids free bus rides, whilst winking at the bus driver, fire hydrants bursting open, windows smashing, pigeons exploding, that is the dream I sold myself, and that is the dream I will get. So, a day later at the pub, I make my first publicly recognized payment. It was no surprise that the words, "That is the best thing I have seen all week," came out of the bar lady's mouth. Now, don't get me wrong, I can't imagine working behind a pub bar all week in central London with idiots like me streaming in and out to be much fun, but I will still take the compliment, sprint out the door with it, and hug it until it suffocates. All but an hour later, the endorphin rush of my compliment had wilted, but consistent with being out and about and living generally, another payment opportunity came with the arrival of the dinner bill. With one successful tap, a couple of pints, and a third of a bottle of wine under my belt, I was feeling pretty fly for a white guy about this next watch rub. I painted an obscene smile across my red face as the Philistines got their cards out to pay. The waiter looked at me. "There's only two cards." He looked confused, perhaps wondering if I can afford this meal, or maybe he thought I was one of the brave ones, the type that wants to look their waiter in the eye before they flip the table and do a runner. Or maybe I'm going to break down and cry and plead to do the washing up. So he tentatively put the card machine out. Boom! I stretched my fist straight out. The four green lights lit up consecutively to objectively confirm that I am a complete and utter twat. He raised his eyebrows, shut his eyes, pushed out his jaw, and nodded. That sort of interested nod that says, "Please don't fucking tell me about your stupid watch, but it's actually kind of cool, but, like, it's not going to shift the trajectory of the human race. Yeah, I guess it's quite convenient. You know, that type of nod." I would just like to reiterate, not even James Bond has a device like this. This whole evening should have been a fiction. I could have been in an underground titanium maze fighting a sardonic evil man with nanochips nestled in his beard hairs with technology this advanced. But I'm not. I'm just tapping onto the tube, buying a few drinks, and getting dinner. Because let's face it, what else do you do with your bank card? I understand that it's just a vaguely gimmicky watch, but I have found it very practical. For certain situations and certain things, there are downsides to such publicity and intrigue. Just imagine being Jesus for a moment. Disregard your spiritual beliefs and throw yourself into his sandals. Imagine walking into a cafe with your great shaggy beard, long white robe and crown, ordering a coffee, and then having to explain definitively exactly what Christianity is all about. Every single time. Imagine having to explain what your watch is every time you paid for something. Some days, probably like Jesus, you just can't be bothered to explain it, and you can't deal with the emotional 1-2 jab that is being silently labeled a twat. So you end up only use it for invisible payments. Oyster tap-ons, supermarket self-checkout, McDonald's prepay. So, like Jesus, I ended up avoiding conspicuous payments for sheer effort of explanation, and know that anyone who witnessed just assumes you're trying to exaggerate how many cubic centimeters of air your testicles displace as you swing through these sunny London streets. Truly, I was just fascinated by the fact that a beautiful watch could be so useful. But as with most exciting things in adult life, the novelty quickly wore off and then became irritating. So, if you're tempted by the idea, get some sticky tape, an Oyster card, and an old watch, because for everything else, the eye roll of the cashier just cements the fact that you are a complete and utter twat. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.